Every woman knows the feeling. That quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot. The moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
So y'all already know that I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
Shepard.
No, because I gotta let them know, because you know, as far as the greatest fictional creation of all time, it's that one character that goes by the name of Peter Benjamin Parker. I know y'all may be saying, y'all probably like, what's with all the glaze? Well, guess what? Safe to say the reason why I'm talking about Spider-Man right now is because Spider-Man Noir just put out its teaser trailer that we're about to get into. That's a minute and 50 seconds long. And apparently, there's a plethora of villains that pop up in this show. So it's a show that's premiering, May 27th, globally on Prime Video, with a linear debut on MGM. I don't even know what that means. So anyways, all episodes are so it's going to be a binge release. So as far as the amount of episodes, I actually don't know. I thought I saw somewhere where it was 8. I actually don't know how many episodes it is, but hey, guess what? It's all dropping at once. So May 27th, Prime Video is where you can watch this in totality, right? So for those who's wanted to see the trailer, just know it's more of a 1930s noir-inspired world. To get on my nerd tip, because you already know I had to. When my first introduction to Spider-Man Noir, I was just a wee little lad. Follow me. I was just a wee little lad. It's safe to say, I was turning pages in that book. Actually, you know what's funny? There's no cap in my rap. Hold on. I keep it on me. I was just a wee little lad, right? And I was reading this book. It's safe to say, I came to this particular page. Now, I'm not going to show y'all, but I do want to look at it to go back in time on how much of a Spider-Man fanatic I am. So as little Timmy, right, in elementary, right, I'm reading through this book as a little kid thinking it's just going to be a happy-go-lucky Spider-Man story, right? And I'm not going to spoil anything, but safe to say there was this specific moment where I realized Spider-Man Noir is not the same tonality as the original Spider-Man.
You guys.
You probably think about, you probably saying to yourself, well, dreams, what do you mean by that? I'm glad you asked. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to spoil it. But on the page, there's a line that says, because God helped me, I was there.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And that's all I'm going to say.
I know that ain't who I think it
is. I'm giving that context out. I'm giving that line out of context because this book right here made me realize that Spider-Man Noir has a completely different tonality than Peter Benjamin Parker as far as the original Spider-Man that we came to know and love. And another show made me have that same exact moment. It was Batman Under the Red Hood. As a little Timmy thinking I'm finna watch a happy-go-lucky superhero show, and then I saw You Know Who get the beats put on him, I was thinking to myself, I've never seen a superhero get treated like this. And my heart just sunk. And I was like, wow, I did not know that superheroes could go through all that adversity. Mm-mm-mm.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Anyways, I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to spoil it. I want y'all to read that book and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, let's get into Spider-Man Noir. After showcasing, I'm just a huge Spider-Man nerd with just multiple Spider-Man comics right beside to show you on demand. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, without further ado, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into Spider-Man Noir, the teaser trailer, right now.
Tell me why.
You already know how it ends.
Okay, Ghost Rider. No, just playing. If you know, you know.
Start from the beginning.
I'm not gonna spoil it. Well, is it a spoiler? I mean, I don't think it is. I mean, she, the the casting was announced. It's not like it's an unannounced character. Basically, this is Black Cat. All right, if that's a spoiler, I don't care.
Woot-dee-doo.
If that's a spoiler,
woot-dee-doo.
You don't even know what she's doing. I'm just letting you know who this character is he's talking to. That's this universe's Black Cat.
Start from the beginning.
Ticks.
Oh!
Thoughts. Impulses. I manage to suppress them most of the time.
If you don't know, he also voiced Spider-Man Noir in the Miles Morales animated series. It's doing phenomenal across the Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Verse, etc. Well, hopefully it's etc. We don't know when the third movie coming out. But with that being said, that's probably why you recognize the voice as far as from Spider-Man Noir specifically, because he voiced the animated in the show. And he's actually doing a live action. Shout out to Nicolas Cage, man. Multi-talented.
Wait. What the hell happened to him?
I beat up some guys in a bar. And I got plastered.
Am I tripping or does that look like a spoof? It does look like a spoof.
Plastered.
Now, you know, I keep A more than 92. Even though Spider-Man, I think, is the greatest fictional creation of all time, I gotta call it like I see it. Definitely looks like a spoof of a Spider-Man show, but I'm gonna give it a chance. I think, like, why would they do the live action? Why not just do the animation?
Bit of an existential crisis, if I'm honest.
Yeah, honestly, I think the animation would be way better than this. Like, you could literally poach off of the prestige of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in an animated spinoff.
Like a nerve, huh?
And you could do way more with the character, as far as fight scenes, choreography, etc. And that does look good, though. I mean, swinging looks good. That's the main thing. You know, in Spider-Man show, you always got to get that swinging down pat. All right, so you can watch in black and white, or you can watch in color. Only on Prime. Once again, I think it's March something. Let me see. I think it's March. Let's see. Does it say the release date? I know it said the release date, right? All right, here we go. All right, so Spider-Man Noir, new series, May 27th. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I'm gonna keep saying that because I want y'all to know that even though I am a huge Spider-Man fan, I still gotta wait to see it.
You guys,
because I'm not gonna say it didn't sell me completely, but it doesn't look atrocious, right? I think I have to watch it for myself, because you know, when it comes to Sony and Spider-Man, they've had a lot of misses, you know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
No, I'm just saying they had a lot of misses, you know, so we gotta really watch it for ourselves in full when it releases May 27th on Prime Video. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Spider-Man Noir trailer, the teaser trailer? And at the end of the day, if you know exactly what point in the comic book, I'm referring to, as far as in this right here, when I figured out as a little Timmy that the tone was different from the original Spider-Man, comment down below how that made you feel.